AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Friday. Matt, Eric here today. Apparently, a lot of people like me dancing.
Yeah, you got a good response on that?
I love your tagline on that. Matt's not sick, but his dance moves are. There you go. That was nice. In case you missed it, you can go watch this. It's on the links to it. We at the end of the show, I decided to play Bob Marley's Three Little Birds, which we might again play today. I don't know. We might as well at some point. But, yeah, you know, it's.
We need it.
Yeah, we do. But, you know, I decided to dance to it. I don't know if I'm going to dance again. You know, maybe I'll strip this time. Anyway, keep watching on YouTube, on the Facebook stream. You don't know what you're going to catch. It's, yeah, you don't know what you're going to catch. Anyway, but thanks to all the nice compliments about dancing and stuff, I think we need to find some positivity because just, once again, I'm just reading the news, you know, and there's just, you know, what was the stock market down today? Did we get a number on that? Do we know what the...
It wasn't really down when I checked, but I haven't looked in a couple hours.
Oh, let's see here. 913.
Oof.
Just down a smidge. Yeah, all in all, it's not the worst loss we had this week, but yeah. This is where we're at. And I can encourage you to try to I'm going to get the impression right now we have two states. The two most populous states, California and New York, have both adopted basically a stay-at-home rule where you cannot leave. Unless you're going to the grocery store, to a pharmacist, or to the doctor, you cannot leave your house. And we're not there yet. Try to get outside right now if you can. Today, we did the Heritage Trail, which I don't know if you know that one, Eric. That's the Stone Arch Bridge. You do the riverfront over to the Hennepin Avenue Bridge, and then you come back around on St. Anthony, Maine. The total number of people we passed as we walked, what's that, about 2 miles?
Yeah, about that.
About 2 miles. I think it was 35 total people.
Really?
We passed. That was it. In a city of 3.5 million.
A beautiful day.
Well, it was a cool day. Don't get me wrong.
Yes.
We got to the downtown Minneapolis side of the Stone Arch Bridge. Oh, that wind was coming in perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, that was cold. Man.
Crisp.
That was just a little brisk for March. It was a little nippy out there. But at the same time, it was still a lovely walk, gorgeous sunshine. I'll put a picture or two up about it a little bit later on. I stopped in the middle of St. Anthony, Maine. On Friday at 11 in the morning, and I did a panoramic picture where I looked to the left towards the University of Minnesota, and I turned around to the right towards Astor's Cafe and that way, towards Hennepin Avenue, right? I don't think you see it. I think there's like three people you can see on the entire street, not one car. It's wild. It's what we're supposed to be doing, limiting contact. Although my daughter, the minute we get out there, she sees a dog. She says, "Can I go pet your dog?" I'm like, "Social distancing. What are you doing?" You know, it's hard. You know, she wanted just to say hi to the puppy, and, you know, it's kind of – you don't want to vilify something as nice and sweet as that, but there's where you're at. It is pretty remarkable. The reason I say this is you can still practice social distancing walking around like Harriet or Bede-Makaska or Lake of the Isles or Nokomis or going through the Heritage Walk downtown through the downtown streets, numerous parks throughout the entire metro area. There are plenty of places for you to go hiking. I will highly encourage you to do that because, like I said, I think at some point a shelter-in-place order is going to come on down, and then what do you do? And by the way, do you know what happens? I got a dog. Can I not walk the dog if I got a shelter-in-place order?
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
That's kind of harsh on the dogs. I mean, a lot of dogs need to get out and move a little bit.
Can you walk them around your yard?
Sort of like I've got the dog in a penal colony. We'll walk. We'll do a perimeter fence walk. You know, it depends. I mean, depending on the law, sometimes you can't be on your front porch. You can't be in your front yard. You can be in your backyard, but you can't be in your front yard. And so, I don't know. I hope I can walk my dog at least. Anyway. get out, try to enjoy it. I'll show you a few of the pictures. If you get the chance to go downtown Minneapolis, it still is as gorgeous as the day is long. And a reminder, once again, try to get out there. And the businesses that are operating right now in some capacity, try to utilize them the best you can. Terry John Zila is going to join us. Now, Terry, of course, is our food guy. We have him on Thanksgiving. We have him usually around the state fair. We are going to have him on now because we got a lot of questions about food. And if you've got questions, I don't know if I necessarily want to get into recipes, but if you have any questions that involve just, you know, ideas or just what you should get, he'll be joining us a little bit later on. He's a master cook. I know he knows how to cook a lot of different things. Some of his food is outstanding, just unbelievable. His cakes are gorgeous, but he also knows, I mean, he's a business owner. He knows bang for the buck. We're going to talk to him about food options for you, what you should have in your house, and maybe even one or two recipes that are pretty quick and easy that anyone can do. Because one of the things I thought about after I posted those pictures yesterday, Eric, about the grocery stores that were empty, is that when you look at all the pre-processed, mass-produced stuff that's gone, what that I think is a reflection of is there's a lot of people that just don't know how to cook more than microwaving or putting an oven on. You know, the idea of frying in a pan or, you know, boiling water and straining and chopping, mixing, that's a lot of the stuff that gets intimidating. And so I think a lot of people need some help with that. You know what I mean? Just
it's an extra layer of stress. Like, oh, I don't want to have to worry about making stuff too.
Well, I think in this day and age, when you're looking at grocery stores running out of product, you got to get used to making some things. And it's interesting because if you go to the bean aisle, because beans are great, and I imagine we'll talk about those beans, great northern pinto, black beans. You put them in a pot. This is the reason why I think this stuff really has died. Because the idea of 20-minute beans doesn't exist unless it's a canned bean. To get like beans from dried beans, you got to put them in a pot, let them soak overnight.
Yeah.
You know, that's – how many people do you know plan their meals that are not a major event meal the next day? Just your regular Tuesday night meal. Oh, I better – it's Monday at 7:30. I better get the pot of water ready for the beans.
On a regular basis?
Yeah.
No one.
Yeah, well – you know, the people who know how to cook do. You know,
I don't know those people.
We'll talk to Terry. That's going to come up here a little bit later on. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. I'm not going to get too much into the press conference with Trump today. Dear God, he embarrasses me. He embarrasses this country. He gets asked a question about what do you say to people who are scared, and he basically says, "You're a horrible reporter. You're a horrible reporter." That's his entire thing. And by the way, if you want proof that Trump is cracking under pressure, this is a guy, he is cracking. We are seeing Trump crack under pressure. He can't handle this. He can't. He is so used to basically saying this piece of crud steak is actually the best steak you'll ever have and never really having to face up to that. He keeps trying to negotiate with a virus. He keeps trying to negotiate some sort of outcome where he looks like a hero, and he doesn't, you know, it's just the entire press conference today, this is a guy, Donald Trump, is on the verge of breaking down. And I would not be surprised if this continues to spin in a more negative way, that he doesn't resign, just because this is not the kind of person he is. He is not a backbone kind of guy. He is a wuss ball. He's a narcissist. He's a guy that's been handed everything on a silver platter, and now all of a sudden you're demanding that he work and he have to show compassion and empathy? That man has no room for compassion and empathy. None whatsoever. Not in the least bit. And so, you know, I would, you know, like I said, I think the entire press conference today was just you're seeing the cracks really form in Trump's psyche, and I don't think he's going to last much longer. Turn towards Minnesota. Minnesota's COVID-19 case count jumped to 115. 26 new infections were detected by testing labs. It's the biggest one-day increase in confirmed case numbers since COVID-19 testing began in the state, but it's unclear when these newly discovered cases were infected. It can take up to 2 weeks for disease symptoms to develop. Governor Walz foreshadowed the increase earlier on Friday in a radio interview when he said that coronavirus case numbers are going to jump way up. This is going to be an accelerating pace, Walz said in an interview. It has followed the same pattern in other countries. The only difference is how countries respond. Minnesota's response has included temporarily closing schools, restaurants, theaters, and other non-essential businesses, a move intended to slow the spread. If it comes to that, basically, Walz reiterated that the shelter-in-place order is one potential option the state will consider moving forward. If it comes to that, and it is my best judgment that that's what protects Minnesotans, we will go to that. And I'm speaking to you right now. This is not the situation I believe we are at, but I do think those are going to be in California are seeing data for their particular situation that that's the right situation. Additional state measures to lessen financial strain caused by the pandemic are also coming. The governor said when Minnesota will follow the federal government's lead and push back on the state tax filing date. My anticipation, there will be more of those actions. I got, you know, we just happened to have an appointment. We got our taxes done. Kind of glad I got that off the table. State health officials have said all week there have been more cases of COVID-19 in Minnesota than the official tally indicates. The state lab is giving highest testing priority to hospital patients, healthcare workers, and people in long-term care facilities as of right now. I will say when you look at the new map of where these cases are at, one of the things that you're starting to see Clay County is, I believe that's up Moorhead area. They've got their first case now, which brings up an interesting thing that happened yesterday. The Republicans who are in control of Minnesota pushed back on Thursday against some of Governor Walz's executive orders that aim to slow the spread of coronavirus. Now, I get it. Republicans, gazilka. Doughty, K-Dog. I get it. The idea of bipartisanship is you're like the Grinch talking about Christmas. It's basically something that infuriates you and rots you to the core. You don't like happiness. You don't like joy. Bipartisanship is something that you can't stand. But are you really going to go down this path? I mean, is this really where you're going to go? Start saying, hey, with that stuff he's doing about protecting us from coronavirus, how dare he? There's not many ways you can spin this, okay? The Republicans, are this Sally Jo Sorensen over at Blue Stem Prairie, she had a story of some Republican basically making fun of the guy doing sign language for Walz's press conference. And I'm like, is it really this hard for you guys that you that you're so desperate to get mad at something and mock something and insult something? You mock the guy doing sign language? That's really where you're at as people? Dear Lord. I get it. It's hard working with others. Especially when you feel like you're betrothed. I get it. I understand. But this is, trust me when I say this, because the Republican Party weaned out empathy and compassion out of their politicians. I know they scream about Christianity, but they don't know the first damn thing about Christianity. I can tell you as a Catholic, a lot of what the Republican Party does is exactly against Jesus' teachings. It is. Feed the hungry, shelter the homeless, take care of the sick, welcome in strangers from strange lands. I know. The book's a hoot. Needless to say, if you claim to be a Christian, you can't really go with a lot of the Republican doctrine because it's really not Christian. But you guys, I get it. You weaned out your empathy and your compassion years ago. You look at this that holding a Minnesota House or Senate position as basically a job interview. You're looking for whatever industry you can go be a lobbyist for later. I get that. So just do me a favor. You might want to just look at the Democrats who haven't sold their souls, who are trying to lift all boats on an equal tide. You might want to just defer to Governor Walz and stuff like that. You might want to just do that because if you're at the point where you're saying all these health measures they're putting in place to try to save us from coronavirus, how dare you? Punt the ball. Just punt the ball. Let the other team have it for a while, okay? and just nod your head and pray that we can all get through this. I got more on this Republican story in just a moment when we come on back. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Moe's Tax Service in St. Paul is one of the most successful independently owned tax services in the entire country. They offer a diverse team of highly trained and screened tax preparation experts for personal and business tax needs. This year especially, changes to the tax code make it even more important for you to have someone who is a dedicated tax preparation professional. Moe's has been in the business since 1971. Visit them at moestax.com. That's M-O-H-S-tax.com. Or give them a call, 612-721-2026.
Save an extra 7.5% during Warner Stellion's free tax rebate event. Choose from the best brands at our guaranteed unbeatable price. Then, save 7.5% more with our exclusive tax rebates. You'll save hundreds on lawn repairs, dishwashers, refrigerators, and kitchen suites. And trusted fast free delivery and haul away are still free. Plus, qualified buyers can choose 18 months interest-free financing. Guaranteed unbeatable appliance savings with exclusive tax rebates from Warner Stellion.
With the warmer weather coming, it's time to get that new Toyota vehicle you've wanted at Rudy Luther Toyota. Everyone loves the RAV4, and Rudy Luther has both the hot-selling 2020 RAV4 and the wildly popular RAV4 Hybrid. Both have inspiring design, intuitive technology, and smart style, and Rudy Luther has 250 available. And test drive the completely redesigned Highlander. Discover more quality for family time with the refined interior and the striking exterior. Stop by Rudy Luther Toyota today, 5 miles west of downtown Minneapolis on 394.
Hi, this is Ken Hagland, host of Living Healthy and Aging Well, inviting you to listen to our new show airing on Saturdays from noon to one, where we talk about your health and your life and provide insights to living and aging well. Each week, we provide answers to important questions regarding health care, elder care, end-of-life care, and caregiver support to help you and your loved ones plan for the future and enjoy your highest quality of life today. Please join us every Saturday from noon to one for Living Healthy and Aging Well.
Vacuum cleaners. You buy them, you break them, and then you throw them away, right? Well, if you're ready to break out of that vicious cycle, we have the answer. Ever heard of A1 Vacuum? They've been around forever, offering better alternatives. So if you're ready to stop filling the landfill, give A1 Vacuum a shot. Located in Roseville and ready to show you something better. Find them at a-1vacuum.com or call 651-222-6316. Better yet, drop by.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Senate Majority Leader Paul Gazelka said Walz's decision to change unemployment rules without legislative approval does not appear to pass constitutional standard. Other Republicans question the need for blanket closings of restaurants and other businesses, saying it could do grave economic harm to rural areas that so far have been little touched by COVID-19. You know what else could do a lot of damage to your rural community? COVID-19. I don't know if you're aware of this. While we understand the necessity of Governor Walz to lead in this time of crisis, that leadership should not be unilateral and unchecked, says Gazelka. Gazelka's statement came to a growing... I mean, seriously, is this your big thing that you're changing tax law? How dare... Unemployment rules, how dare you, sir? Wow, that's hair splitting. Gazelka's statement came amid growing signs of GOP discontent with Walz's previous executive orders, temporarily closing bars, restaurants, and other institutions. It also comes as the administration mulls new safety measures, including requiring Minnesotans to shelter in place. I should mention, Governor Walz did this afternoon make a rule that you cannot price gouge. That's now they're really reinforcing that right now. Several lawmakers, all Republicans, have expressed concerns about the impact of Walz's orders on small business in their towns in greater Minnesota. The Scott Newman from Hutchinson, the governor's order puts these small businesses in an impossible position, said Senator Scott Newman. Said in a statement addressing the closings of the hospitality industry, these small businesses and their many hourly wage workers are undoubtedly suffer because of this order. I urge the governor to reconsider the financial impact of his order on small business owners that concurrently has the potential to make them criminals by simply trying to earn a living. Oh, first of all, idiot. I mean, Newman, You do understand that those small businesses exist in the cities too, and you know, because we're trying to prevent them from being a major kill off of humans, they're not complaining as much here in town. But that being said, you're in Hutchinson. You're not up in like Roseau, dude. There are people who live in Hutchinson to commute into Minneapolis, for God's sakes. I mean, making sure Val's Steak Hut is open, so because I want to go get a steak on a Tuesday night with a bear. Well, that's stupid. But hey, that's Scott Newman. What do you mean Decoys is closed? I want one of their decoy burgers. They're tasty. I have no idea if there's Val's or Decoys.
You're saying I have to close my kissing booth? That's outrageous.
Oh, no. Come here, Scotty. Oh, just when it wasn't getting dumb enough with Newman. He is, by the way, one of at least 8 Senate Republicans requesting the Democratic governor's use of executive power in this impact on the economy. Representative Mary Franson of Alexandria weighed in on Twitter saying, where's the statutory authority? Actually, he's got the statutory authority. That's when they brought – remember when they brought the attorney general out to say, can I invoke this? And he said, yes, you can. There's the authority. There you go. So – the Walmarts and Targets of the world get to stay open, she later tweeted. Small businesses, the backbone of this economy, is shut down. Well, none of, I don't know. Does Marv's Bar in Alexandria, do they offer prescription drugs or toilet paper? No? God, Jesus, just sometimes, I get it. There's a lot of Republicans who only watch Fox News, who are the QAnon guys, are these delusional freaks that really have been brainwashed into thinking that there is nothing wrong here. But dear God, you know, you want to serve your you might as well. You want to serve your constituents up to the coronavirus. Why don't you just bust them into Minneapolis, St. Paul, let them go start licking every light post in town, and then send them back home? Why don't you just do that? If you're that much of a hurry to kill off your constituents, well, then come into town. We'll give it to you quick, and then off you go. All right? Dear God. I got to bring in a story here. By the way, I should mention a sad note. No, we have not had anyone pass away in Minnesota yet. A third person in Wisconsin has died from COVID-19. Milwaukee County Medical Examiner on Friday said it was investigating the death of a 66-year-old man. That brings it to 3 people who have died in Wisconsin. All right. I got it completely away from coronavirus. I got to bring up the story because you know how I say it's impossible to hold a police officer accountable for a crime in this state because of the way the Republicans have written the law. Listen to this gem. The jury in an empty courthouse in Washington County found Deputy Brian Krook, K-R-O-O-K, Crook, maybe, not guilty of manslaughter in 2018 shooting death. Crook was available previously felt horrible that he fatally shot 23-year-old Benjamin Evans. But he said he had no choice because Evans threatened his life and the lives of his colleagues during a standoff in Lake Elmo in 2018. You got to hear the circumstances of this life-threatening emergency which prompted this guy to murder Evans. Around midnight at the end of Crook's shift, the call came in about a man threatening to kill himself. Evans, an off-duty EMT, had been put on a dress blue uniform, knelt down at an intersection, and held a handgun to his head. Court documents say he was despondent, had a blood alcohol level of 2.0, 2.5 times the legal limit to drive. He had indicated plans to die by suicide. He wasn't threatening anyone else. He was threatening himself. Crook was among several Washington County deputies who responded. One deputy, Joshua Ramirez, eventually convinced Evans to remove the gun's magazine. Now, by the way, salute to Joshua Ramirez. Good for you. He got Evans to remove the gun's magazine, but he continually refused to drop the weapon itself, which he was holding to his head because it had one single round in the chamber. After the verdict, Crook was visibly relieved. He did not speak to reporters. His defense attorney said the footage of the jury saw was consistent with testimony of other officers in the scene. Had no choice. I don't know. It seems like he had a definite choice here. Because from every piece of evidence I read about this case, the gun was still to this guy's head when he got shot. So this, I was about to get killed. I mean, it's once again, what do we have here? It's the I was scared defense. And that is because the Republicans have written the law in this state where a drunk cop can be in the bar off duty and say, I'm going to shoot that guy. Go home, get his gun, come back to the bar, and then shoot the guy. And basically, because of the Republicans, all he has to say is, I was scared at the very end. It doesn't matter his actions upward. It doesn't matter in the circumstance. Nothing matters as long as the officer says, I was scared. And that is a legal, legitimate excuse for them murdering someone. It's unbelievable. It's unfreaking believable. Guy has a gun to his own head. Only one round. It's not like he's going to... He doesn't have that Guardians of the Galaxy. He can make one bullet kill 19 guys, okay? He's trying to kill himself. He is not trying to kill anyone else. It's not your job to give him an express lane. You got called to a case because there is a guy that's going to commit suicide, and it seems like you, well, you wants to die. Bang. Well, I was scared. Dear Lord. If the guy was getting ready to jump off the building and he shot him, would you have let him go? I was scared. Hell, the way juries interpret this crap nowadays, and frankly, the way that the people that prosecute these cases just pull their punches and do not prosecute these cases as effectively as they should, you probably could get away with that. Just shooting the guy on the ledge, letting him fall and say, well, he could have hit one of his cops down there. He could have been killed by a falling body. So, you know, he was justified in doing it.
That's not even exaggeration. I could 100% see them making that argument.
I could see that. Just, he's got one round in the chamber, the gun's to his head, the cop shoots him, and he says, I was scared! Yep, no crime here. It wouldn't be bad enough as if you knew that the guys were high-fiving each other after this. Like, good kill! Good kill! Yeah! Woo! Jesus Christ. God, what does it take? What does it take? I'm at a loss for words. There you go. There's your positive news story for the day around the area of coronavirus. When we come on back, Terry John Zilla, he'll join us. We're going to get an update of food for the, 2 weeks or so. What do you need to talk about and think about here as far as a game plan? It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Did you realize that Drink in the Style is available on iTunes, Google Play, and pretty much every other podcast platform out there? You can listen to past episodes of Drink in the Style, or maybe download our really cool martini glass graphic, or just listen to your favorite episode again and again. But if you do, I need to ask you for a quick favor. Hop online and give us a 5-star rating. It helps others find the show and also boosts my fragile ego. Drink in the Style. It's a great way to kill Sundays, or really, anytime at all.
Would you let animals pick your insurance? Do you really need to experience mayhem to get the best rates? Or how about a celebrity quarterback or fake university saving you money? There's a lot of marketing stunts when it comes to insurance, but what you really need is someone looking out for you. Call Array Insurance, and they will work hard to find you the best insurance coverage and rates. So avoid gimmicks and call Cheryl at Array, 763-504-3067 or arrayinsurance.com. Array Insurance, working hard for you.
At AM 950, we strive to bring you the news you care about, and the TuneIn app lets you take us anywhere you go. TuneIn delivers all the news that matters to you right on your phone. Get breaking news from local and national networks and listen to your favorite AM 950 hosts like Matt McNeil and Brett Johnson. You can even listen to MSNBC without commercials. Plus, TuneIn takes you in-depth with all your favorite news podcasts. Go to your app store to download TuneIn and start listening for free.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Did you know there's deconstruction funding available now for homeowners and contractors in Hennepin County? If you are embarking on a remodel or teardown this year, consider hiring Better Futures Minnesota's deconstruction crews instead of demolition. By taking a house or building apart by hand instead of destroying it with heavy equipment, the materials can be reused or recycled instead of going into the landfill. It is much more cost-effective and is a carbon-neutral solution. Go to betterfuturesminnesota.com and look under Business Services to learn more.
We're breaking out this time.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. By the way, it should be mentioned in that case, the fact that the officer had gotten the magazine out of the gun, the guy was willing to cooperate with police. He clearly was thinking, had second thoughts about killing himself. Well, I didn't come out here just for nothing. Dear Lord. Programming here brought to you by EatLocalMinnesota.com. Once again, a lot of the restaurants in the metro area are closed down, but a lot of restaurants are offering a pickup, a curbside pickup, or a delivery service. Of the Eat Local Minnesota restaurants, we know that Nightingale is in there, Cafe Latte is in there, Park Tavern is in there. Visit these businesses. They're trying to keep open here. Hopefully, check with all the EatLocalMinnesota.com restaurants. I know a lot of them are rethinking how they're doing things, and they might be opening up for some curbside business. Help them out if you can. It is very important, and thank you very much as we try to get through this all together. 952-946-6205. After yesterday's show, I got to thinking a little bit about shopping and groceries, and I said to myself, I need to get Terry Johnzilla on in here. Terry Johnzilla, of course, is our food expert. He is, of course, a noted baker, chef extraordinaire. He's got a wedding cake business. He's got a bake sale going on. We'll make sure I mention that here coming up as well. And he's also one of the smarter guys I know when it comes to cooking. So, obviously, I'm going to defer to him. Hey, Terry.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. I appreciate the time today, my friend.
Oh, not a problem. Actually, I'm actually just at my space, and I'm baking away. I actually have – the nice thing about this is I have a little time for research and development and to work on things that when you're so busy, you don't even have time to think. And it's – I'm kind of taking advantage of that a little bit here.
Well, I appreciate your expertise here because it was interesting. I went to the store. There are a lot of empty shelves. What I saw was, the meat counter, not exactly the best selection, but pasta was gone, frozen pizzas were gone, peanut butter is gone, frozen vegetables were gone. There's a lot of people out there, they're going to stores, they're not finding a lot of things, they're concerned, because obviously if you get sick, you're supposed to stay in home for 2 weeks. I wanted to get your thoughts on this, because for a lot of people, I don't think a lot of people are used to having 2 weeks worth of food in their house.
Well, here's the thing is, though, this is the what I'm finding odd is that I went to the grocery store today and got everything that I wanted. I think that, how do I say this? I guess the hoarding is happening a lot where stupid people live, only because, people are hoarding milk. Milk spoils. But, all the grocery stores in the metro area, toilet paper has been an issue. But I've found everything, and I don't know why. Some grocery stores have it, but also I always tell people companies are going to keep making food. Mm-hmm. So, they're going to keep producing food. It's not going to stop. So I don't quite know why people think that there's never going to be food again.
If you are stuck in a house, I would always say, I think one of the things that, the first thing they talk about with frozen foods is that you've got to hope that the power doesn't go out, because if your entire cache of food is frozen and power goes out, you have, 2 days worth of food then?
Right.
Yeah. But I think a lot of people do that. That's the food that they have. They either have takeout delivery or they do pre-processed, pre-made frozen food.
Well, the funny thing is, you mentioned the meat counter. I've actually found that hamburger, there's been a run on that. But, great cuts of, like roast beef, I've seen tons of it at different grocery stores. I've seen flank steak. And there's things that you can do that take a little more time than hamburger. And I think that's where we need to shift our thinking. It's I'm actually going to have to cooked dinner.
Yes.
And I think what happens when people want to do like hamburger, they do it because it's easy. Well, then the pot roast might take a couple hours. But if you're stuck at home, what in the heck else are you going to do? So make the darn pot roast.
Well, and we brought that up a little bit earlier on the show. Beans, dried beans, are incredibly inexpensive. But because people today don't think the day ahead, saying, I got to soak beans tonight, we're much more of an instantaneous society. And the idea of, you know, cooking where you're working ahead to an ultimate goal, maybe even up to 24 hours later, that's just not something a lot of people think about.
Well, and I think that's the problem. Is I think what happens is that people just need to reassess in terms of time. But also, I do find that people just need to think, example, if you can go on Facebook and talk about that you were streaming 18 episodes of a show, you had time to do that while you were preparing a nice meal for your family. So my whole issue is that just breathe deep. And honestly, like if you can go to the store, I mean, there's plenty of fresh vegetables available. Mm-hmm. I think that's another thing is people are thinking about, what can I, now here's the thing, I know you mentioned people that have to stay at home because if they are sick, but a lot of people aren't sick, but even if you aren't feeling well, you can still go keep your safe distance from everybody and go get some fresh food every couple of days. So I think the idea of having the stockpile of the apocalyptic pantry might not be necessary.
Well, and we should mention that was one thing I saw in my grocery store is there's plenty of fresh fruit and vegetables.
Tons of fresh fruit and vegetables, tons. And I think that people just kind of get beyond the whole, it's got to be frozen. It's a mindset, but it shows you how far, I would say about 75% of people have gotten away from actually preparing dinner.
Mm-hmm. Let's stay in fruits and vegetables if we can, because one thing I will say is there are some fruits and vegetables that have a good longevity. Potatoes are one, apples are another. If you want a fruit that lasts 5 weeks, you can get a bag of apples, and for the most part, you should be okay. Potatoes as well, they're incredibly versatile. Not the healthiest of vegetables, but if you're looking for something to have as a base menu item, potatoes aren't bad.
But like carrots, turnips, any root vegetable will last you. Even like heartier greens like kale and mustard greens, things that are have a little bit more fiber to them. You'll find things like spinach and like the spring mix are the vegetables that have a softer texture. They're going to spoil on you faster. But if you have a good structured green, those are going to last you a good week in the fridge.
Because of St. Patrick's Day earlier this week, there's a ton of cabbage out there. Is that one of those that stays out there?
Oh, cabbage is safe for nuclear war.
It does.
I mean, you can buy a head of cabbage and then wait for Cher to do another farewell tour. And it'll still be fresh.
Well, and I think this is the point. I want to repeat the greens. So cabbage, what are the other greens you mentioned that are good hearty ones?
Kale, mustard greens. You're going to get your like even Napa cabbage, which is a Chinese cabbage.
Yeah.
Again, they've got some good solid fiber to them. Chard is spectacular. Chard is a great green. And what people do is they'll take the chard, they'll take the stems off. If you chop those stems fine, saute those first with a little bit of butter and olive oil and salt and pepper, and then add the torn greens afterwards. It's great because the stems have tons of fiber, and they're really nice and crunchy, so that whole thing is usable. And again, those good fibrous greens are going to stay fresher a lot longer than your spring mix that we're used to getting, or the spinach.
And that pound for pound, the nutrient quality in those is just off the charts.
The darker the green, the better the vegetable.
Yeah. To let's go to the meat department here. One of the things that you know me, I'm the kind of guy that I can get a great roaster chicken. Roasting chicken is a piece of cake. You can roast it, a little butter, salt, pepper all over it, 400 degrees, 1 hour, and then after that you throw it in a pot. I mean, that's one thing I always think about is that if you can get anything like that, a ham bone or something like that, where there's the multiple meals you get out of it. I mean, that's a really
like
good way to do it.
Chuck roast.
Yeah.
Chuck roast is great for that. I mean, you get a nice big chuck roast. Again, I was just at Costco. It was tons of good cuts of meat.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you're talking about the roast, the thing I like about them is, like I say, get a good slow cooker. Because a slow cooker, you just put everything into it in the morning and maybe stir it twice during the day, and it's gold. You have got absolute gold by the end of the day.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, there's ways around this whole thing. that I think people just need to rethink. And again, also, too, the only issue with a lot of some takeout meals is that with the employment issue the way it is, a lot of people have corporate jobs that are having them work remotely. But for some people that are having deficiencies in income, think about using that money to not to negate my own business. But if you are having financial struggles, you can make a lot of food very cheaply at home and save some money that way to alleviate that pressure that we're putting on ourselves.
Well, and Terry, I'm glad you brought that up because that is part of this whole thing, is that you have a lot of people. Was it 49% of Americans live check to check? We have a lot of people who are right now at home. So it's not only what groceries can I find, but what can I find that's inexpensive?
Right, right. So, I mean, that's the whole thing. So when you can get like a nice big chuck roast, and you know, you can get a couple good meals out of that, and then stretch it with fresh vegetables, some potatoes, you could actually create something really nice for your family or even for yourself, and then have something that you don't have to worry about. Oh, I don't have to worry about how am I going to eat for the next couple of days. So
I want to bring up something. This is an interesting question that I got yesterday. So if I, you know, the grocery store I was in on Thursday, yesterday morning, no pasta, for the most part, rice was gone. Is there anything else you can think of? Obviously pasta and rice are really good. They're fairly economical. You know, you can get some, you know, bang for the buck out of that. But is there, if there is no pasta or there is no rice, is there another option that comes to mind that you can think of that is a good option maybe?
Well, there's a lot of rice, like, grain mixtures, like, I love pearl barley. I love millet.
Yeah.
I love like pearl couscous. You can find that still. But there's a lot of other fun things, and maybe it's a way to be creative. And I think what happens is we go for something that is very, very familiar. And I think now is the time to go with something that maybe isn't familiar and try it. I mean, you know, a little bag of grains or even lentils are spectacular. Lentils are still on the shelf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, very much so. And as a matter of fact, that was the one thing that blew my mind is that, every bit of rice is gone, but all the beans were there, all the rices were there, split peas were there.
Right, right. So there's a ton of things that we can do. We just have to rethink about how we're viewing our meals. And instead of maybe going with that, hitting that comfort button, maybe hit the adventure button. You know, and spices is going to be relatively cheap. So, hey, I've always wanted to try some cumin lentils. Well, try it. I mean, we've got some time. Make something that you've never made before or something that you've always wanted to make, and you'd be surprised. And I think there's a chef named Robin Aspel. She does a lot of vegan cooking. And, and she's actually got some good resources. She does some recipes on the Byerly's in Lund's magazine. But I look at her food, and it's really innovative. And you get to the point where it's not going to bust your bank.
We've had Robin on a few times here to talk about some of her cookbooks when they've come on out. She is fantastic.
Yeah, she's really well-versed in a lot of foods. I mean, I'm the king of butter and flour and eggs. She's a little bit polar opposite than that. But I think we kind of share a common love of just something really delicious.
You brought up eggs. Eggs are another great one because eggs last a long time in the fridge, correct?
Oh, gosh. Eggs are, I mean, even if they have an expiration date, man, eggs are really good for a really long time.
Okay.
And people go, how do I know if my eggs are bad? I'm like, crack one open. You don't know.
It turns on you pretty quick there. You'll get the idea.
Yeah.
We also should mention there are some foods. I mean, dairy, I don't want to necessarily hurt the dairy industry more than it already has been hurt at this point. But the reality, you brought it up, milk is anything that's perishable. You know, it's great if you're looking for kind of a tiered menu, a tiered meal plan, you know, and you got stuff that you want to have in the next few days, that's fine. But for long term, there's not much dairy that goes a long way.
No, except for butter. I mean, butter you can freeze. Butter's good. Just butter's crazy long shelf life.
Okay. But cheese, and is it the harder the cheese, the longer it lasts?
Well, the thing is, and the beautiful thing about cheese, let's say you have a block of white cheddar, and it gets a little bit moldy. Well, take off a knife.
Yeah.
Cut off the mold. It's actually fine.
Yeah, and dogs love the extras.
You feed your dogs cheese.
Well, once or twice, sure.
Oh, God, Matt.
They do get gas.
Oh, great. I have two St. Bernards, so I don't want two gas 150-pound dogs. Thank you so much.
I want to change up things because I want to break down for everyone out there. Terry, of course, has his wedding cake business, and I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up the fact that obviously this whole coronavirus thing, I imagine that has been incredibly tough for you. You are representing a lot of small businesses. A lot of things dramatically changed for you very quickly, correct?
Yeah, one thing is I've had a lot of corporate clients having to cancel. My cooking classes are canceled, and then I do this pop-up restaurant every 6 weeks. And I've scheduled it at the end of April, but again, I've got to hold my breath on this one because I don't know if that's going to happen. So we'll see. But I kind of switched the plan a little bit. I was having some happy hour with some friends on Monday, and we were told the restaurants are closing tomorrow. I went to bed, and I woke up the next morning and thought, hey, let's do a bake sale. Mm-hmm. So I had a friend, my graphic artist named Jenny O'Brien, who does all my graphics for all my businesses, and we made up a bake sale logo, and I put on Facebook Wednesday, and we already have 20 orders for my brio cinnamon rolls with cream cheese frosting for the weekend. And I thought, okay, this is something that's not, it's kind of a, maybe a bit of a luxury item, but it's something comforting. And I've actually found, okay, this is going to work. Mm. I'm like, this is interesting how it's, because I think we could, people will want to pick up dinner, but they don't really want to bake. Thank God for me.
Oh, all hail the great and mighty Terry. Can people still order this, or is it for this weekend?
Yeah. I mean, tomorrow, we're kind of filling up tomorrow. But if they go to my Facebook page, you'll see the bake sale logo on there. But yeah, Sunday's pretty open. But tomorrow we're getting pretty full, pretty quick for order. So I'm going to try to put the kibosh on it just because even though I have 8 ovens at my catering kitchen, I still need to get some sleep. And then actually, next week we're going to be offering even more things, like some different kinds of cookies and some we're going to do like a banana mini chocolate chip bread. So we're going to be offering some more things that are hit different price points, but that means people can get something fresh and nice and affordable and have something special.
Curbside pickup there. There you go. You're making the quarantine delicious, my friend.
Well, you know, here's the thing is, we can wallow in it, but example, like my student loans are deferrable. Both of them, I have a new van for my catering company, and I have a new Subaru. And the thing is, both companies sent me an email saying, hey, why don't you defer those payments? And I'm like, there's so many companies that are actually really trying to help everybody right now. I said, take advantage of it. So, and I'm in a good situation. I mean, I've been busy before. So the next couple months, if things are lighter, I'm fortunate. But there's another way for me to make a living, but also, though, too, keeping a positive attitude and just imagining, that it could always be worse. So I think if we're bound together and help everybody out, this will actually, I think, be better for all of us, and it kind of makes us less selfish.
Terry John Zila, I'll make sure I link to the Facebook page if anyone wants to make an order with him. By all means, you can do that. Terry, all my best. Thank you very much. Some top-notch information today, my friend.
And keep dancing, Matt.
I will keep dancing. Let's spotlight this interview. Terry John Zila, we'll take a break. We'll come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
I know when to go out.
Save an extra 7.5% during Warner Stellion's free tax rebate event. Choose from the best brands at our guaranteed unbeatable price. Then save 7.5% more with our exclusive tax rebates. You'll save hundreds on laundry pairs, dishwashers, refrigerators, and kitchen suites. And trusted fast free delivery and haul away are still free. Plus, qualified buyers can choose 18 months interest-free financing. Guaranteed unbeatable appliance savings with exclusive tax rebates from Warner Stellion.
It's me, your heart. High blood pressure is serious, and if you think I'm just going to keep ticking away, you're wrong. I can quit whenever I want, but I like my job. Just treat me better. Maybe we can do some exercise on occasion? After all, we're in this together.
Don't let your heart quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Genocide, lost language, rape, isolation, forced assimilation, colonization, assault, disease and torture, school, lost sexual family, abuse, relocation, lost customs, allotments, hate, reservation. Fear.
History has taken its toll on our families. Our fathers and grandfathers, our mothers, our grandmothers, they didn't deserve to be raped and abused. I don't deserve to be raped and abused. Today I walk with pride. I'm reclaiming my body, my heritage, and traditional customs that value all living things. I'm learning healthy boundaries, and I stand with Minnesota Indian women to end sexual violence. Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. He's exactly right. There's a lot of options you have out there, all right? So don't get concerned. Do the best you can, okay? And don't be afraid of especially the beans, fresh fruits, fresh vegetables. Potatoes are a good thing. Sausage. Sausage is a great thing. You can do a lot with sausage. You can do soups. You can do basically with pasta. There's a lot of things you can do with that. So a lot of options out there. It might not look like there's much, but there's tons, okay? This weekend, I'm going to leave you we're going to get ready to play some Bob Marley as we head on out here on the Friday. But I did want to make sure I mentioned get out and enjoy a little bit of the getting out while you can. I really do feel at some point shelter-in-place rules are going to probably have to be put into place. And I think it's a good thing that we try to enjoy what we've got while we can. So take some time. Get outside, walk around, enjoy the sunshine, and we'll get through this, okay? Have a good weekend. Have a good weekend. We will be back on a Monday. Till then, see ya. Morning.